around your pasture, was that usually fenced in or was it open?
Well, way back here, it was open. Then along about, along about 23, but they passed the hog level. You had to fence in your hog pasture. Somewhere along that, they passed the hog stock law. And they weren't supposed to let the cows run out, but they still let them run out. And then in the 40s, somewhere in the 40s, they put a little stiffer stock law and they started keeping them fenced in then.
What kind of fencing did they usually have around pastures?
Barbed wires. Five wires on the barbed wire fence. Of course, around your hog pasture, you had to have net wire. Boy, if the hog was bad about breaking out, but you had to anchor it down, you know, drive your stop down, nail the wire to it.
Well, before you had much wire fencing, what kind of fencing was used?
Rails.
Can you describe to me what those things, well, how they were put together, what they looked like?
What, the rails? They were three corners, and start out, you put your rail down. Next one, where you cross it like that, you know. Your next one, cross it that way. That way, where you could stay on your whole line, keep your fence on your line. Your cross would be about 3 feet. Inside your line, and your fence never did cross over the other man's property. Of course, those rails, you split them, you know. And if you had some good split tin on them, you'd make them about 12 feet long. It's hard to split, but about 8 feet.
Can you remember if people had any kind of fences usually around their front yard or around the garden that were painted white usually?
Yeah, those were picket fences. Way back there, they used a wire. You'd have two wires, you know, and you'd leave those pickets in this wire. You'd have one at the bottom, four wires, you know, two at the bottom, two at the top. And put your pickets